Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. Today we want to spend just a few moments thinking about the passage found in the Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter, verse 29, where we read, "The next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" The Lamb of God, what a rich biblical symbol this title is. Just think about it. Recall how God came to Abraham, and he commanded Abraham to go up Mount Moriah to offer his son Isaac, his only son, the son whom he dearly loved, in Genesis chapter 22. And with astonishing obedience, Abraham obeys the word of the Lord. However, on the way, observant Isaac realizes something isn't quite right, and he asks his father, "Where is the lamb?" Genesis 22, verse 7. Again, with wonder-filled faith, Abraham responds to his dear son, "God will provide for himself a lamb." Genesis 22, verse 8. And he did, as Isaac's life was spared, and his place was taken by a ram who was sacrificed. As we go a little further into the scriptures, we get to Exodus chapter 12, where we see the Passover lamb being sacrificed in order to save the firstborn of the Israelites. The blood of the one-year-old spotless lamb was placed upon the doorpost so that the angel of the Lord would pass over the believing household. The blood of the lamb delivered God's people from certain death. And the poor lamb's lot continues. As we go a little further in the scriptures, we get to Leviticus chapters 3 and 4, where we see that a lamb might be used as an offering for both sin and peace. The unblemished lamb is to be sacrificed at the tabernacle in order that its blood may cover the sin of the people. And through its blood, peace with God might be attained, as well as peace with one's neighbor. Here again, the lamb and his blood point to forgiveness and reconciliation. The imagery of the lamb is further sharpened in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7, where we find the suffering servant of God being led like a lamb to the slaughter. To be a sacrificial victim, a substitute for us sheep who love to go astray. Here again, the poor spotless lamb bears the iniquity and the sins of others, and he pays the price that they deserve in order that they might be delivered, forgiven, and given life. Now all of these passages flesh out what John the Baptist meant when he called Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world in John chapter 1. For God did provide a sacrifice for himself on Mount Calvary, and the blood of Jesus, it delivers us from death as God passes over our transgressions. And the blood of Jesus atones for our sin, and it brings peace with God, and it provides peace with our brothers and sisters in Christ. All of these things were accomplished because he was the lamb who was led to the slaughter for the sheep who love to wander. But this isn't the end of the story. Oh no. For the Lamb of God was slain, but in the book of Revelation, the fifth chapter, John informs us that this same Lamb is seated on the throne of heaven. This Lamb who was slain, who shed his blood to redeem his people, has become the Lamb upon the throne, and all creatures in heaven cry out, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." That same Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, Jesus Christ, now lives and reigns forever as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this fact is such wonderful news for us, because this Lamb of God, slain and risen for us, who lives and rules forever, says that we are His sheep, the people of His pasture. He is our good shepherd, and He calls us to follow Him. For the good shepherd has laid down His life for His sheep, so that we might be declared lambs of God. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.